Did you know that each year the Maryland Humanities Council coordinates the State History Day competition in Maryland? Last year, nearly 24,000 Maryland students engaged in this year-long historical research experience. Dylan Rogers Elliott, a former Maryland History Day participant and current student at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, tells us about how this program has made a lasting impact on his life.
It is hard to believe that nearly 3 years have passed since I competed at Maryland History Day. Although my long-term aspirations may have pivoted, I'm still benefiting from the lessons I learned during my History Day adventure in the early months of 2013. My History Day project was a research paper entitled History's Forgotten Turning Point, The Wars of the Roses and the Birth of Modern England. It explored how the wars were a pivotal point in English and world history. My project was another part of the juggling act that became my senior year as college applications, multiple advanced placement courses, and high school sports all vied for my time. My AP World History teacher had made History Day a requirement for our class, and although it would sometimes test my patience and time, I was ultimately happy for the opportunity. Several months of hard work and late nights paid off. I earned first place in the research paper category in the school and county contests, and fourth place at the state competition. Although I did not advance to the national contest, I received the Senator Thomas V. Mike Miller Jr. Award for Excellence in Government History. My paper had taken me on quite a ride and taught me a lot about research and historical work. I did not realize then how I would continue to reap benefits of the experience once in college. As I entered college classrooms, the skills I had refined the previous year gave me a head start. My writing was more effective, my evaluation, analysis, and deployment of evidence stronger. While I still had a great deal to learn, I was blessed with a strong foundation. This allowed me to focus on honing my work to the higher collegiate standard. At UMBC, I have worked in the Career Center, and something we discuss with students is the concept of transferable skills. These are the experiences and talents you learn in one job that may not directly apply to your next, but nonetheless make you an attractive employee. Many of the things I learned from History Day could be deemed transferable skills because I use them not just in history courses, but in science, English, law, and other fields. In other ways, History Day is still with me as well. On a recent trip to York, I made sure to visit Monk Bar, one of the city's remaining medieval bars or gates. The stop was intentional because the bar is hosting a presentation on Richard III, the English king who famously lost the Battle of Bosworth Field and dethroned Henry Tudor, ending the Wars of the Roses. Richard III's story intrigued me before my History Day work, and still does. The opportunity to deepen your knowledge of a personally interesting topic by directly interacting and working with it is a unique one. History Day allows you to step away from the textbook or classroom and really get your hands dirty with the study of history. And it gives you skills that you will find beneficial and reusable no matter where you go in life.
This year's Maryland History Day will take place on May 7th at UMBC. More information can be found at mdhc.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.